Hello, all you positive heads out there. It's so good to be back with all you beautiful reflections of the one source consciousness that creates and animates all things. If you're new to this podcast, of course, we're super happy to have you here. And if you've been listening and enjoying for a while, I would be super grateful if you would please take a moment to give us a review on Apple Podcasts. It's one of the best and simplest ways to pay it forward and help others find the show so that they too can tap into the powerful perspectives and positive vibrations we are collectively emanating. The other unique and magical way to share this show is by sending any friends you think would benefit from listening to this podcast our Game with the Universe link at positivehead.com/game. Also listed in the show notes, which will serve them up a quote-unquote random episode when they click it. Just instruct them before clicking the link to close their eyes for a moment and sincerely ask the universe to cue up the episode that contains the insight and perspectives that they most need to hear at this point in their life journey, and then click to listen to whatever episode is synchronistically served up to them. I have heard time and time again from people about the incredible results they received playing the game. So just tell your friends, magical results are guaranteed or their karma back. All right, all you positive heads, welcome, welcome. Here we grow again. It is a Friday here in the studio, and I am excited to be back with each and every one of you to share, grow, explore, comprehend or contemplate, hopefully comprehend, the ultimate nature of reality. And how are we going to do that? Well, I have this deck sitting here from the incredible Michael Singer called The Untethered Soul, a card deck. I actually read from or pulled a card randomly, maybe a couple months ago now. And for those of you who aren't familiar, The Untethered Soul, excellent book, Surrender Experiment as well. I've referenced it many times on the show. So when I saw this deck in the store many months back, I picked it up and it made for a really cool sort of, let the universe and Michael Singer, in this case, co-create an episode by randomly picking a card, just reading what is shared on the card, and then discussing what comes up for me when I read it. So it gives us a little bit of oracling experience in the episode. So yeah, I'm going to do that again today. It's been a minute and that was really fun last time I did it. So I highly recommend checking out those books as well if you have not had the chance to check out Michael Singer and his work. With that being said, let's pull a card here and see what comes up. All right, here it is. Fear is a thing. It's just another object in the universe that you are capable of experiencing. Ooh, I like that one. Fear is a thing. It's just another object in the universe that you are capable of experiencing. Ooh, what comes up for me? Fear is something that has been a big part of my own healing journey and spiritual journey and the human experience, I think for all of us in different ways. I've referenced before, like for example, doing plant medicine, ayahuasca. I've done it half a dozen times and the theme has been processing fear for me. I instantly think of fear, F-E-A-R, meaning it's two options, forget everything and run or face everything and rise. And I like when you take fear and you frame it in this light, what he's done here. Fear is a thing. It's just another object in the universe that you're capable of experiencing. It's instead of giving it all the charge that it can have, obviously fear is one of the most charged things in the human experience, right? I think of something that I've talked about on the show before. If someone were to hit you, and then you start telling the story around that. It was a very dramatic, traumatic sort of experience. And then you share, oh my gosh, I was abused and, my father, my mother, my boyfriend, my girlfriend, whatever, whoever, you know, they abused me, and I'm, you know, in this sort of victim energy, and it's all the story around it and supercharged. Or you take the same thing and you look at it as a thing, a happening. The universe exploded outward since the Big Bang, and things are still in that unfolding process. And at some point, a fist struck my chin, and it stung. And that is a lot less charged, energetic description than I was abused. And, you know, so yet the same physical act has taken place, right? So that's what I think of when I hear this one. Fear is a thing. It's just another object. It's, you know, it's an object like a tree or a, you know, the thought of love or, you know, and it's a useful object. It actually keeps us really safe a lot of times. It's that, you know, there's a healthy amount of it and a time and a place for it where it really serves us as a tool to, you know, oh, I'm fearful. If I walk into oncoming traffic, I'm going to get hit by the bus and barreling down the lane. Good point. So where it really, you know, becomes problematic is when it gets out of balance, right? And so if you can keep it in perspective and keep it also, you know, not look at it as something, you know, JFK, I believe, was the one that said it, right? The only thing to fear is fear itself. And if I'm remembering, I think it might have been Tony Robbins who said, he took it a step further. The only thing to fear is the fear of fear, right? We're scared of being scared a lot of times. So fear becomes this thing that just builds on itself and continues to, and it can dominate our lives. I think back to the old friend I've referenced before on the show who used to, you know, I remember going out for walks with him and, you know, in the neighborhood and him hiding behind a pole at a crosswalk. And I'm like, what are you doing? He's like, well, what if one of these cars rides off the road and hits me? It's like, bro, smoke less weed. But it was, you know, it was a deep-seated fear. He had a lot of fear. So if you can look at it more as a, you know, even evil, same thing. It's not something to give so much charge to. It's actually a part of the recipe of existence that's necessary for the machinery of, you know, reality to function and work and create all the upside and joy and survival and all the positive aspects of being eternal beings and existing. All that is necessary. You know, evil is live spelled backwards, right? So putting fear in the right bucket and looking at it as a, you know, another object in the universe that you're capable of experiencing and not giving it all the other story around it, so that then even though it may be challenging to deal with sometimes and it's serving you sometimes, certainly, there's not all the other, the lens that's distorting it for us, right? That's what I got to say about that one. So let's see. Let's pull another one. Here it is. There is nothing more important to true growth than realizing that you are not the voice of the mind. You are the one who hears it. Whew, powerful one, for sure. Understanding, you know, the power of now talks a lot about this, and this was Eckhart Tolle's big breakthrough, which then led to, you know, one of the greatest selling spiritual books of all time. It was him realizing, like, I can't live with myself anymore, right? And he's like, hold on. He was, like, literally suicidal and having that thought. Hold on. Who can't live with who? Like that, I can't live with myself. Well, who's I and who's myself? And they seem like they're two different people, right? Or two different energies. And we are multidimensional, multifaceted beings. We're like an onion, right? Where there is, I believe the true you is the silent observer that's been there observing since you were 5 and that will be there when you're 95, the unmoved mover who's watching, it's sort of in the eye of the storm of your life. It's just, it's observing. And when you realize that, hold on, all these thought forms, they're really like clouds going across, you know, this unmovable, you know, force. I remember my a friend a year or two ago having a channeling experience and claiming that they were, you know, feeling like they were tapping into seeing my higher self. And, you know, she was in this kind of altered state at the time, and her just being like, you know, he's there and you're there and you're just this, it's almost overwhelming that the power of the higher self and how solid it is. And it's there just holding reality and its reality in place forever and ever and ever and ever and ever. And it's just never phased and never moved by anything. It is just for so powerful and strong, the unmoved mover, right? And that being, that little thread of higher self that is sort of hiding out behind all the noise. And so once you start tapping into that part of the complex self that you are, that we are, you start creating separation from the voice and the chatter and the stories and the, you know, and Eckhart Tolle talks about that in Power of Now. You then, what you'll start noticing is when these, he calls it the pain body, these parts of self that come up, the voices that come up and are flaring and sort of throwing temper tantrums and angry or sad or mad or, you know, whatever. And you catch it. Oh, hold on. It's almost like I just put on a new mask. Where did this come from? And I'm observing this other part of myself that's coming up. And now, instead of fully taking it hook, line, and sinker, owning that that's me and this is who I am, you're now observing like, oh, hold on, this is like a cloud that's passing by on top of the unmoved mover, the observer behind it all. And it will pass, but the unmoved mover will still be there. That my source will still be there. And now you've created separation between you and the mind, the thought forms. They're clouds rolling across an eternal sky, right? And Eckhart talks about that when you can do that and you start that separation between you and the pain body that's showing itself, you now have created an opportunity to start releasing and healing it, right? It's kind of like, oh, hold on, I'm not that. I'm experiencing that. And I might even, he's like, at first you'll observe it and it still plays itself out. You might throw that, you might get angry and scream and slam the door or whatever, because you're so used to it taking over. But over time you observe it and you're like, oh, before it fully takes control in a sense, it's kind of like pulling the plug on the vacuum. It may still at first run for 5 seconds because it still has some power. But once you've created that awareness of separation, the game's over. It's just a matter of time until you've got a new relationship with these thought forms, these clouds that are going to forever come across your awareness, and they're not you. You're the solid eye of the storm that is behind it, that is never shaken by anything, unshakable, like my friend's vision of my higher self, which would be a vision of, I'm sure, your higher self and all of our higher selves at our most, you know, expanded state, is just this powerhouse of source that just, you know, nothing phases it. It's eternal. It's, you know, I remember just saying forever and ever and ever and ever and ever and ever. It's there in this power, unshaken. And tapping into that part of yourself, doesn't that feel like empowering to know that's the truth? Of that's what's hiding in the closet, waiting for your awareness to become more refined and for you to snap out of the sort of rudimentary, reactionary, habitual processes that you've been a part of, we've been a part of our whole lives. It's just like, oh, well, I've got all the no time in eternity. I can wait for as long as it takes for my little human to sort of start looking at things a little differently. Like, hold on here. Maybe there's another way to look at this. Maybe there's another door to peek behind. And that, you know, it's that quiet force that actually is the most, you know, powerful, right? It's like, what is the saying? Like, thunder, what is it? Something to the effect of like thunder. It's not the thunder that, you know, the loud thunder that creates the growth. It's like the rain, you know, the quiet rain that's falling, something like that. I'm kind of butchering it, but you get the idea. So that's where we're at. If you're hearing this broadcast, if you're at a point where you're out of all the things vying for your attention, that you're tuning into this message, this vibrational offering, you are in that refinement process. And it is a very exciting place to be in. I mean, literally every day now for me, it's just like, even in the last few years, the amount of growth that I've personally experiencing by like kind of the more I know, the more I realize I don't know, and the more humble I'm getting with like, yeah, I'm a genius sometimes, and I'm a complete idiot sometimes. I'm a child sometimes. I'm acting like a baby, and when I don't get my way, or lashing out at my loved ones, or being reactionary. And you know what? I can own that when I do it. Now I'm at a place where I can actually, my ego, you know, is not driving the ship so much so that I can say, yeah, I have, sure, I have moments of greatness. And I have many, many moments of like, oh gosh, Brandon, like what? Like, you can do better, bro. Come on, you got this. Like, yes, I apologize to my mother, my partner, my business partners, my girlfriend, my son, like, you know, whatever. It's like you get to the point where it's like the most enjoyable win is being strong enough to be true with yourself, you know, not needing to be right and being aware and willing to admit that, like, oh, I still have a lot. You know, the further you go, the more you realize there's infinity of growth stretched out before you. So, you know, it's important to remember and be gentle with ourselves too. The journey is the goal, right? Because no matter how far we journey into greater awareness and expansion, as fractals of source, source is infinite. And so there's always infinity of opportunity stretched out before it, no matter what level we evolve or advance to. So that definitely should keep us humble. It's definitely keeping me humble. And all that being said, I'm just super proud to be here and proud to be here with you. We are doing it together. And thank you for taking the journey. I hope this has been as helpful for you as it has for me today. I do have a song to leave you guys with. And before I do, I just one more quick reminder. I've been asking at the front of the show for reviews on Apple for a while. Haven't gotten a ton of them. So if the show has been benefiting you, I would just ask you to take a moment and to leave a review. It would really help us to sort of reach more people. They've changed things over at Apple with their algorithm and everything. And I've been asked for a while, for a few years. And it'd be helpful. If not, that's okay too. But I'm passionate about, you know, even with this show, it's like I've had ups and downs and lulls and feeling less inspired at times a few years back because I was stretched so thin, and, you know, feeling more inspired again. And it's just like the ebbs and flows of life, you know, and feeling really inspired. And I just want to get that to as many people as possible. And thanks for your help in doing that. With that being said, I have Frameworks here featuring Cleopold. The song is called Blue Light. Until next time, journey well. Love you so, so much. I miss the world.